Glint Lighten Open Air Museum. If houses could talk, the buildings of the Glint Lighten Open Air Museum would surely have plenty to say. Just stopping to look already encourages them to tell their tales of what life was like here long ago, how the landscape looked, what the weather conditions were, and even the natural resources of the region. But unfortunately, we don't speak their language, so we're missing a lot of interesting and exciting stories. Luckily, though, we have the Glint Lighten Open Air Museum to fill in the details, and along the way, we can learn a lot about ourselves at the same time. Who would have thought that the characteristic low roofs of alpine houses are the result of a lack of raw materials available locally? Since ancient times, roofs have been made mostly using tiles, wooden shingles, or straw. Ceramic tiles are the most expensive of these, so they were used very seldom. In the alpine region, there was never very much straw, but trees were plentiful, so most people built their roofs using wooden shingles. However, the only way to prevent the shingles from sliding off the roof under their own weight was to keep the angle of the roof no steeper than 25 degrees. This simple example shows how closely our lives are intertwined with the places we live, even today. The countryside we live in forms us at the same time we shape it, with mountains, pastures, and forests playing an important role in creating our human architecture. The museum has many other surprises in store for you, too. Experience just how difficult everyday life was in the past by watching our mills in action. Or simply relax with a stroll across the mountain meadow. If you listen closely, you may even hear some of the stories that our buildings still have to tell.